Next, I will call on a Starhawk.
Thank you. I'm glad you brought up the missile defense system because last October, I was actually arrested at Vandenberg Air Force Base in a peaceful protest against, at that point, Clinton's attempts to reinstitute Star Wars. And I'm still facing a federal trial on that in December, which now looks like it'll take place in a different political climate than we might have expected. But it has been heartening to see that if there's anything positive that's come out of this, there's been a slight increase in sanity on that issue. The events of Tuesday were, of course, horrible, unsupportable in any possible way. And the tragedy to people, the loss of human life, the pain and suffering is something that can't be defended, can't be excused in any possible way. But I also think that those of us who come from the United States, which we're fond of calling America, sort of preempting the entire continent, we have to understand that those things don't come out of a vacuum, that they come out of a world situation that is polarized and growing more and more polarized between the rich and the poor, those who have and those who don't have. A situation that essentially is unsustainable. It's unsustainable ecologically because we are assaulting and destroying every life-sustaining ecosystem on the planet. And it's unsustainable socially because people are not going to forever live in situations that are utterly hopeless. A couple of weeks ago, I was listening to the radio as I was actually preparing to leave on the first part of my trip. And I think that was the day that Israel shot a missile into an office building from a U.S.-made and funded helicopter in order to kill one of the leaders of the Palestinian opposition. That, of course, is not terrorism. Maybe someone in the audience can explain to me why not. And I heard one of our generals, and unfortunately I didn't get his name, but he was talking about how we are overflying Iraqi airspace all the time. And he said, yes, we know it's illegal, but we're holding to an older, ancient principle of international law, the principle that says, I'm bigger than you, and I'm stronger than you, so what are you going to do about it? That has been our attitude. And now we know that it doesn't matter how big you are, and it doesn't matter how strong you are, and it doesn't matter how many missiles you have, because if people are angry enough and desperate enough, the means of destruction really lie within anybody's hands. And so we have to look at the causes. I have been involved for the last 2 years since Seattle very strongly in working on issues of globalization and working against some of the trade agreements like the WTO, the World Trade Organization, which is not the World Trade Towers, and the FTAA, the Free Trade Area of the Americas, which is why I was here in Quebec City last April. The reason many of us are opposing those things is because essentially they set up a so-called rule-based world, but people, ordinary people, citizens, have no voice in those rules. And those rules and those who make those rules have no accountability. Those rules and those trade agreements are negotiated in secret. They're not open. They're not transparent. And they override the laws and the restrictions and the safety standards and the labor standards and the environmental standards that we have said as people and as citizens that we want. They also increase this whole trend towards polarization because what they really do is say, okay, the resources of the world are up for grabs. they belong to those who have the money to pay for them. Every area of life should be an arena of extraction, of corporate profit-making. And there is nothing left that is sacred in the sense of having a value that goes beyond the values of profit. And we have seen that system now clear-cut ancient forests in Canada and in the U.S. and in the rainforests. We've seen that system drive people into poverty. We have seen that system increase this polarized world. And I don't think that we can really address the whole issue of terrorism unless we address the reasons why people are driven to those extreme positions. As a country, we also have to look at our own role. We trained bin Laden. The CIA trained and funded him and the Taliban from 79 to 89. They set them up as an opposition to the Soviet Union in the Afghan War. That's only one example of the many, many places that we have intervened in other countries' politics and done that in the way that sometimes has resulted in the most extreme terrorism, from supporting the Contras in Nicaragua to supporting the opposition in El Salvador. I could go on for more than 5 minutes on that. So again,
One minute.
Okay. We have to look at that. A lot of people in our country right now are calling for justice and for all those patriotic values that we claim to stand for as a country. And I consider myself a patriot. I believe that we should stand for those values we say we stand for, only that we really should stand for them. That if we're calling for justice, then we have to say, okay, let's bring bin Laden to justice. But let's do that in some way to bring it into a court of law and not by carpet bombing innocent people who had no more to do with his politics than the people in the World Trade Center had to do with the things that they were angry about. I don't see the moral difference between bombing women and children in Afghanistan because of bin Laden and blowing up the World Trade Center. Growing up in the United States, you say the Pledge of Allegiance every day in school, and you pledge allegiance to the flag, and at the end of that Pledge of Allegiance, you say it's a country with liberty and justice for all, and that's the country I would like to be able to come from. There is a peace movement growing in the United States right now, and it's getting organized fast, and we need your help. We need the help of the international community to stand with us and to tell Bush and to tell our politicians that we can't go on behaving like a renegade, schoolyard bully, that we have to come into the world community and we have to stand for what we say we stand for.
Thank you.